From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A U.S. federal judge in the state of Washington has temporarily blocked the President Trump travel ban imposed last week. The Washington State Attorney General says the judge's ruling puts an immediate stop to the ban. President Trump ordered bans on visa holders from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. He says the measure is necessary to protect the safety of the American people from terrorists. The United States is imposing new sanctions on 13 individuals and 12 entities linked to Iran's ballistic missile program and its proxies across the Middle East in light of this week's missile test by Iran. The new sanctions are a culmination of the Trump administration's stance on Tehran following a presidential campaign in which then-candidate Trump said he was willing to do away with the nuclear deal with former President Barack Obama and other world leaders. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says the United States recognizes Japan's administration in the islands, a comment quickly criticized by China. Mattis has been in Tokyo meeting with the Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. He told reporters it was important to let Japan know of U.S. commitments to their long-standing relationship.
The reason this is my first trip out of the United States is because of the priority the United States places on the relationship with Japan and the concern about the security environment we face here in the Northwest Pacific.
And earlier in South Korea, Mattis said any nuclear attack by North Korea on the U.S. or any of its allies would be met with an effective and overwhelming response. Hear more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The head of the United Nations Refugee Agency says a proposed initiative to create safe zones in Syria for refugees would not work in the country. Filippo Grandi is just back from Syria.
Refugees are people that flee from the places that I have just seen in Syria. And I think I said it very clearly from there. This is where they come from these ruins, from this emptiness, from this. So they should be embraced, they should be received with solidarity and generosity, not identified as carriers of risk, of threat. They're not. These are people that flee from danger. They're not the dangerous themselves.
President Trump recently signed an order barring Syrian refugees from the United States. A U.S. military official says an American Navy destroyer is patrolling off the coast of Yemen to protect international waterways from Houthi militia aligned with Iran. This comes after a Houthi suicide attack on a Saudi frigate in the Red Sea Monday that killed two crew members. The United Nations has removed notorious Afghan warlord Gulbuddin Hekmatyar from its list of designated terrorists following his recent peace agreement with the Kabul government. The move comes months after the Afghan president's government sealed a peace deal with him and the HIG, an insurgent faction. The truce required Hekmatyar to cease fighting against the Afghan government in return for his removal from the UN blacklist, along with other leaders of his faction, and allowing his group to resume political actions in Afghanistan. Friday's announcement has set the stage for the notorious fugitive warlord, a designated global terrorist, to return to Afghan politics after years in hiding, allegedly in neighboring Pakistan, though his aides insist he is present somewhere in the country. U.S. federal officials say more than 9.2 million people signed up for health insurance through the Affordable Care Act during open enrollment from November to January. That's despite Republican efforts to repeal the program, then replace it with an alternative health care plan. The total number of enrollees was down 500,000 from the open enrollment period for last year. Yet in the turmoil over the future of the program, widely known as Obamacare, the decline was smaller than predicted. Of the 9.2 million enrollees this year, about 3 million were new clients, while the rest were continuing their coverage from last year. During a summit in Malta, European leaders agreed on an action plan to stem the migration flow into Europe along the central Mediterranean route. The number of persons dead or missing at sea has surged each year since 2013. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.